All right, welcome back. Jeremy Conrad Norris. It's a Big Bad Morning Show. We welcome in a guest, friend of the program, of course, co-worker, Cordell Woodland's joining us. Cordell, what's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Not much. We were just talking about a lot of different things, Orioles. Can I ask you about Basayo? Two bombs last night. Do you think we see him this year? And if so, when?
I mean, the way that the season's going, I think everything's on the table. Wouldn't, if it continues to turn this way, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe he's brought up here a little earlier than expected. But then again, you never really know. I mean, you go back through history with this regime, and it, when it's time to call guys up and how they go about doing it, they take their time and they usually do it on their own timeline and not when we're ready for it. So it wouldn't surprise me if this is something that we have to wait until like late summer to see, but also wouldn't surprise me if, you know, they decide to do something out of the box and maybe do a call back to what happened with Manny a little bit. Granted, Basayo is already in Triple A, so it's not necessarily the same thing, but maybe giving this guy a call up sooner than expected. So I'm curious to see what happens, but he's definitely heating up right now with the two bombs yesterday. So, you know, that'll get his name circulating a little bit, and I'm sure he's on their radar. And when you look at Adley struggles, Sanchez on the IL, they don't have a lot of options right now behind Adley, who we're hoping is on his way out of his long-time slump.
One of the discussions we had earlier, and this has been commonly discussed among, I don't know, fans, possibility of Cedric being a trade piece. And some people like, you know, send him to a contender, get something back, give him a chance to win a ring since the season's done and all this. How do you feel about parting ways with, you know, one of our, one of my favorite players for sure?
Oh, I would hate it. Yeah. You know, it would be a huge blow to the team. I mean, it's almost similar, if not identical, to when they traded Trey Mancini. Granted, they were in a different spot, or at least we thought they were, but in terms of impact in the clubhouse, voice in the clubhouse, the longevity with the team, the attachment to the fans, I mean, Sid, he checks all of those boxes. So personally, yeah, I would hate it, but I would understand it, and I don't think he'd be alone. You know, this team trends the way that they're going. A lot of people could move. Sagano, Eflin, Mountcastle, we mentioned Mullins. Like, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Felix Bautista, I'm not really ready to go there, but mm-hmm. That's probably more of the extreme route that it wouldn't shock me either. I don't know what type of sale they would do if it continues to go this way, but definitely Cedric Mullins' name is unfortunately at the top of that list.
Yeah, man, that's we were talking about that too. Like, so if they do make those moves and trade some starting pitching, they better be super busy in the offseason signing starting pitchers, because right now, as it looks, depending on what Kyle Bradish looks like coming back, if Grayson pitches this year, if he has a surgery and he doesn't even pitch next year, Povich, Chase McDermott, and then what up, Kramer? Is he like, is that the group you want to go back into the season with? I almost feel like you got to sign two guys in the offseason at a minimum.
Yeah, that's where I'm curious to see, even if they are sellers at the deadline, what type of sellers are they? Because, you know, 2 years ago when they won 100 games, people were saying that they were ahead of schedule. And you look now, they're arguably behind schedule right now. They're clearly behind schedule. And I think a heavy sale would put them even more behind schedule. So I am curious to see how they approach the deadline, even if they are, quote unquote, sellers around that time. How much are they really going to give away? You know, is like I said, Batista's on the extreme side for me. I'm not parting ways with them, but I'm curious to see what their mindset is if they get to the trade deadline and they're still 7-8 games back from fourth place in the division. Like, what type of sale are we looking at? But I do think it'll be important to make sure that they don't just completely punt on their future. And look, what's the future of Mike Elias here? Like, I'm curious to see how much upper management will even allow him to do, considering his future is still unknown.
Let me ask you this. Last year, this time, the New York Mets were below five. There were 11 games below 500, 22-33. They ended up going to the playoffs, 89-73. Does that give you any hope for the Orioles kind of making any kind of run now?
I mean, as bad as they've been, I haven't completely wiped away the possibility of them turning it around. I mean, it's slim. Mm. It is slim. But I haven't just completely shut the door on that. Me and Ben were talking about it on our show last night, and we both kind of agreed that we have seen glimpses here recently, not just the game 2 days ago where they had the comeback victory, but really a lot of – you look through that Brewer series, I mean, they were in a lot of those games. They fought at times where recently they haven't necessarily been fighting. They hit well with runners in scoring position for the second straight series. I mean, there were some good things going on. So I am seeing glimpses of that team that we expected to see. Maybe not exclusively that team, but glimpses of a good team, a competitive team has popped up. But they just haven't been able to do it consistently enough and obviously haven't been able to show it enough to actually have it turn into some wins here. But they would have to get on a serious roll. They'd have to get on a serious roll for that to happen. And I just haven't seen this team do anything consistently well long enough for me to feel like that's going to happen anytime soon. But definitely, it's still a possibility.
Let me stop talking about sad stuff with Cordell Woodland. Let's get your take on some other things. What about the NBA playoffs? What are your thoughts so far? Knicks bounce back tonight. Surprised at all that the Thunder took a 2-0 lead, and they've done it in dominant fashion?
Well, I'm not surprised at all about what the Thunder are doing. I just don't think there's anybody that can keep up with them. I mean, you look at their point differential throughout the regular season. It's carried over into the postseason, and it usually doesn't work that way. But they are just a team. You go and take a bathroom break, and they're up four, and you come back, all of a sudden it's 16-point lead. Like, they go on runs quicker than anybody else in the league, and they match that with obviously having the best defense in the league. They're the deepest team in the league. I mean, they're a nightmare to have to play against. I think this series could easily be a sweep or a gentleman sweep at best. But I just think with the Pacers going 10 deep in their pace, they're going to run the Knicks through the ground. And I think it sets up the best possible matchup for the finals with the Pacers and the Thunder, where you get the best offense versus the best defense, two of the probably the two deepest teams in the league. So I'm curious to see that, but the Thunder are head and shoulders better than everybody.
Everybody. Yes, I agree with that, but bite your tongue about the Knicks Pacers.
Yeah, sure. Come on, man. Ed's sitting right here. It's like you're talking about the guy in front of him. Remember when you were talking in front of a kid and you'd have to spell out whatever word you were like?
Yeah.
Right. We're going to go get I-C-E.
Oh, I do that now.
Yeah.
You know what worries me, Cole, about the series? Like you mentioned, the Pacers, they're deep. The Knicks coach, Thibodeau, he makes them play like 48 minutes, this guy. Nobody gets a break, ever. So
it's almost like he thinks he's got two of everyone. Like, Jalen, get in there for Jalen.
Yeah.
No, he's just staying in.
Just staying there. I said, they play like 44 minutes each. It's crazy.
I mean, he's so stubborn. That's my thing with Tibbs, man. Tibbs is actually a good coach. I like Tibbs. I really do. I think he's a really good motivator. He gets his guys ready to play. I think he's actually come around on even understanding his players a little more than he did earlier in his career. But it's just mind-blowing to me, especially with the average pace of today's game, that he still feels like he can just run his starters through the ground. And you get into the playoffs, it's all about matchups. And you had to know coming into this series what the Pacers want to do. And the Knicks can play that style. They can. They can play I really don't like the Knicks, but to give the Knicks credit, they do a really good job of matching styles. They
the
are
Commanders.
Versatile.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's a lot. Join the club. You know. But you know, for both teams, hopefully the future is bright. Hopefully the Commanders is a little brighter. But yeah, I mean, the Knicks are good enough, but. You saw it in the game one. I think fatigue really set in, and then you have overtime. Mm-hmm. I really believe
that's what happened. I think these guys just exhausted by the time you get to overtime. Like, come on, I've already played a full game.
That's a lot to ask. But I thought Halliburton had arguably the celebration of the year, even with it being a remake. Mm-hmm. The only thing that stops it from being possibly the best
that it wasn't a three
celebration of all time is that it wasn't the game winner.
Yeah.
I liked his dad at the bar because he's not allowed at the games anymore, just like holding up the choking sign.
I'm wondering if they'll change that after the way he's been going, but we'll see.
I can't wait for them to get nose to nose with Brunson. Hey, Cordell, have a great weekend, man. Appreciate your time. Hope you have a great holiday, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And you guys.